Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Is George Wallace in the building?
Yes, I'm in the building. I'm on the first floor. They won't let me come up there.
Well, where's your mama?
Oh. Yeah, with your mama. They're on the same corner.
I know that's wrong.
Your mama been working for a long time.
How you doing, George? Y'all know George is Mitt Romney's speech writer, right? No wonder they didn't let your ass up on that elevator. A happy first Friday of another 4 years of President Obama and Joe Biden on the ones and twos. Speaking of ones and twos, Tom and Sybil are contenders one and two on my list this week.
Oh, come on.
For the bullshiggity stunt they pulled yesterday. Oh, yeah. You remember Jay?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. The Big Bird colored brother and the woman in the binder showed up for work late while Jay Anthony Brown held it down. Jay, that's the same shiggity that broke up Shalimar. You know that, don't you? I mean, you in the studio early, and Howard Hewitt and Jody Watley not only show up for work late, but Bob the Builder and Frieda Fix-It blamed it on construction. What the function? Next time you lie, read Jay's line manual instruction, okay? Contender number three, Donald Trump, a.k.a. Toupee Fiasco, a.k.a. Dumb Donald, a.k.a. Sideshow Bob, a.k.a. the multi-millionaire moron whose name is synonymous with wealth, is nothing more than a media strumpet known for saying dumb shiggity out of his mouth now. Now, this asinine nitwit had a hissy fit on Twitter when President Obama won the election. He was saying shiggity that'll get a coworker punched in the mouth at the water cooler. And everything he was tweeting about, President Obama, seemed like it applied to his head, didn't it? He said total sham and travesty. Look like his hair. Back to the drawing board. Hairdresser. The world is laughing at your hair. Now get off President Obama's long form. Sybil, what's the saying? A fool and his money need to shut the up, okay? Contender number four, Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
Did y'all hear about the greasiest Jackson brother, Jermaine?
Yes.
And what he did, he changed his last name from Jackson to Jackson.
Jackson.
Jackson. Y'all heard right. He went to change his name from J-A-C-K-S-O-N to J-A-C-K-S-U-N. Jackson to Jackson. He said it was for artistic reasons. I said artistic must be his baby mother's name. Because he's doing the old change your last name, which is on page 16 of the 100 Ways to Dodge Child Support Handbook by his very own J. Anthony Brown. Oh, yeah, before Jay spelled his last name B-R-O-W-N, it was B-R-O-U-N-D. So this is some old shiggity right here. Contender number five, Karl Rove. The Republican strategist had a meltdown on election night when President Obama won Ohio. He couldn't believe it. Now the GOP is mad because he spent like, what, $400 million on Republican ads? Mm-hmm. Did you remember that? Republicans are mad. You know it's bad when the white man are mad at the white man. All that money they spent, just think of this. All that money they spent, they only got one Republican one, maybe one.
Yeah.
Sybil, that's like you give me some money to go buy a carton of cigarettes and I come back with a cigarette butt. He messed up that money so bad I heard Karl Rove change his name to Ernie Madoff. Contender 6 through 15 or 16, Herman Cain, Michael Steele, Jimmy Walker, Clarence Thomas, Tavis Smiley, Cornel West, Alan West, Stacey Dash, Tar Legitimate Rape, Aiken, Richard Garwell's Murder, and JJ. Jimmy Walker for the white people, JJ for the black people. You hear me? All you haters, get over it. Tom Silver J, it gives me great pleasure to say this. This is the last time I'm going to say this name. Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the week. I'm sorry, I only had one speech prepared.